RadioMD.com. Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
It's human nature to want to be liked. I am one of those people that personally, I want you all to like me. And I used to be much, much more so in college. But now, as you get older, and I read something on Facebook that said, the older you get, the less you give a shit about what people... The less you give a beep about what people think of you. And I think that comes with a little bit of confidence and a little bit of wisdom that it doesn't quite matter so much. But that's not true for everybody. My guest is Cynthia Bellmer. She's the author of Life Without Approval, self-love coach, and inspirational speaker. Welcome to the show, Cynthia. So
thank you, Melanie. Thank you for having me.
Well, so you're welcome, and thank you so much for being with us, because this is, I think, a great topic. My son said something the other day, and I said, honey, what do you think of your hair cut? And he said, well, I don't care what I think. I just want to know what other people think. And I stopped him in my tracks right there and said, turn it around, buddy. He's 15. I said, turn it around. You don't care what other people think. It's only about how you feel about this haircut you just got. And wow, what a little lesson I just sort of was thrown in my face. What, people look for other people's approval so much. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I completely agree. I was also one of those people. I still have to catch myself doing that every now and then. I think as in the, in our society, this is how we're wired. If you look at the media, we feel like, especially for women, we feel like we have to be in a certain way to be accepted, to be loved, to look attractive. So ever since we're kids, we're wired to think that in order for us to feel loved, we need to get other people's approval, even within our family members. If you remember the first time your mom or your dad said no to you, and then you said, okay, I have to do whatever my mom is asking me to do in order to feel loved and accepted by her. So this is how we're really wired in a society. We learn to move away from ourselves in order to get love. And as we grow and as we mature, we realize that it's the other way around.
Well, now, okay, so some people assume vanity is this looking for approval, but wanting to look nice, and not necessarily even vanity, but wanting to look nice when we go out, me coloring my gray friggin' hair, that's not looking for other people's approval. That's just wanting to look nice. There's a difference, right?
Yes, there's a complete difference. Doing things for yourself is completely different from doing something just to get a compliment from someone. When you really feel comfortable in your own skin, people are going to notice that. And no matter how you look, people are going to find you so beautiful because there's something very different about you. But that doesn't mean, you know, I'm just going to fix my hair to make people like me. I'm going to fix my hair because this is how I like myself. It really goes back to who am I choosing to be in every situation. How am I choosing to feel about myself and why?
Well, I think that's true. And as we get older, as I said in the intro, I think we start to feel a little bit better about, in college, I was an insecure mess. I mean, I really was. And always worried about what people thought of me and who liked me and such. Why do we change as we get older? What do you think happens to us that we just sort of don't really care anymore?
I think it's really interesting, and I love this question, because what we realize, and this is from my own personal experience, is that we spend so much energy trying to get something that doesn't really work for us. So us working so hard to get, you know, some guy to like us or someone to say, oh, you're great, you're so successful. We know that we're not really feeling it inside of us, and we spend so much energy that is going for waste. So when we start realizing that all this energy could be used differently, and that by me approving of myself, it's going to get me exactly what I want, this is a big realization. And we start, when we start mostly realizing that creating painful experiences, so what we do, we subconsciously create experiences that are painful. And when we realize that we're doing that, we come back and ask ourselves, is this recipe really working for us? Is this really getting us what we want? And when we realize that it's not, we start changing. And it's really about maturing, you know, just like you said, becoming wiser and maturing along in the process.
Do we need that verbal affirmation? And should we be giving that verbal affirmation to our kids? Because some people say we do it a little too much to our kids these days, you know, and that everything's so great and they get a trophy for everything and makes them feel good about everything they do. God forbid we should make them feel shame or bad about something that they did. Are we overdoing that? And is it just this verbal communication, this verbal affirmation that we need?
I really don't think we're overdoing it. It's so beautiful when you're expressing your love to your child, and if you find your child being so beautiful, so why not expressing that? I think it's so important. But I think what's even more important is to teach the child, just like you said, to teach our kids to find that within themselves. So to always go back and ask themselves, how can I feel better about myself? How can I like myself more? What is it that I need right now in order to be in my grandest version of myself, the most beautiful part of myself, and how can I really express it? So when we teach our kids from a very early age to do these self-inquiries, I think no matter what people say, it doesn't really matter because they have what they already need within themselves.
I agree with you. I think that that's probably true. Now, what if we get knocked down? What if somebody says something that's really just very hurtful, and then we start to lower that self-esteem? Because God knows, Cynthia, we women, and I say this all the time, we don't need people to knock us down. We knock ourselves down pretty good every day. Yeah. You look in the mirror, oh my God, I'm so fat. What are these bags under my eyes? Look at this gray hair. I mean, we negative self-talk ourselves to death. But what about when somebody else does it? It's like, I can talk about my family, but you can't. You know, right. I can talk about myself badly, but you can't say these bad things to me. What do we do when somebody does those things?
I think this is a great opportunity for us first to acknowledge how we're feeling instead of suppressing our emotions. So if whatever the person is saying hurt my feelings so bad, what is it? On a subconscious level, we're really believing what they're saying. That's why it's hurtful. When we don't believe what other people say, it doesn't matter because we have that confidence within us. So the first of all is to really acknowledge our emotions instead of suppressing them, and to start asking ourselves, what is it really that we need right now? And how are we really doing this ourselves? Everything that surfaces in front of us is an opportunity to choose who we want to be. At that point, it's really about choices. Am I choosing to do the same thing to myself? Or if this person is saying this to me, does that mean I'm doing this to myself? How is this person mirroring what's happening within myself? And again, everything that happens outside of us is nothing but a perception of what's happening within us, within our perception about ourselves, our perception about God, our perception about life in general. So everything that we experience, it has nothing to do with the other person, because when we're secure, when we're really confident, when we really feel good about ourselves and know that we have the voice of love and we also have the voice of fear, we also have the voice of darkness, and we need them both in order to experience them both. How could we experience hot if we don't experience cold? So again, it's an opportunity for us to choose who we want to be, and it's an opportunity for us to reflect whether or not we're doing the same thing to ourselves and how could we change from there.
That is really good advice. It's true. It really is. Tell people in just the last 30 seconds here, Cynthia, where they can find your book, Life Without Approval.
They can find my book on my website, cynthiabellmer.com, and on Amazon website and Barnes & Noble as well.
It's great information, and we certainly, as you get older, you do realize that you don't need everybody's approval to do anything, and you do kind of have devil may care attitude, and you see those old ladies, you know, and you hear them being all brash and broad like, and they just don't seem to care what people think of them. They want to dress comfortably because that's how it's better for them. And so it's something that we all have to come into in our own time. And you look inside yourself, and when you're teaching your children, it's the same. It's not about everybody else's approval. It is about how you feel about yourself and whether or not you can love yourself enough not to care what other people think. So thanks for listening. This is Melanie Coles Health Radio, and we're live every Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.